Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Well, 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 hello.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Ah, so for the listeners, I'm here with Imani J today. Yep. I'm so excited. Your soundcheck sounded so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And so everybody, Imani released an EP earlier this year in September?
Yep, September, yes. So just last month.
Oh my God. So it's brand fresh and new.
Super fresh.
Yes, yeah, called See You in Jupiter, right? That's one of the singles.
Yeah, that's one of the singles. The entire EP is called Expectations.
Expectations, exactly. I'm so excited to hear the... What's your first track?
This first song is called Caramel, and this is like a stripped-back acoustic version.
Beautiful. All right. I'm going to... Don't mind the rustle. The mic is being moved.
Thank you.
Sorry about the rustle, everybody. Need the mic. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Caramel. I loved it when you hit that like note, and I was like tempted not to go ooh on air. That was amazing. What's your next song?
Okay, this next song is called Expectations, and again, this is like
it's
a stripped back
title
version.
Track.
Yes, it's the
ooh,
title track of the whole EP. So it's probably my I don't know. I'll be careful saying it's my favorite, but it may be my favorite.
I mean, if it's a title track, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's the one that you felt that was most worthy to represent the EP, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was really interesting because I guess, like, I released all of the songs as singles, so it was really interesting to see how they each performed individually. Mm-hmm. And my personal favorite was The Expectations. But the one that performed the best was See You in Jupiter, which was really funny because originally that was going to be like the bonus track on the EP. So it wasn't going to be released as a single. It wasn't really going to have much promotion. But then we were like, okay, we should release it and just like test the waters and see if people like it. And like before releasing the whole EP. And like that was everyone's favorite.
Oh, that's so interesting. Eh?
Yeah.
It's like the artist perspective on what's like the most, maybe like, to their core.
Yeah.
And then how the audience picks that up.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I think too it's like it's more neo soul, like See You in Jupiter, which is something I hadn't really played around with much. So yeah, I think that really connected with people.
Yeah. Ah, beautiful. And this one's Expectations.
Yes, this next one is called Expectations.
And I assume it's about expectations on
It's about expectations. I actually wrote it because
believe it or not.
I actually wrote it because I went to this party and it was such a lame party.
Oh,
and
really?
I got there and I just wanted to go home and I was there for honestly 10 minutes.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then I left and I went home and I wrote a song about it because I had such high expectations. Yeah, I was so like, excited for this party, and then I got there and I was like, I'm ready to go home.
I thought this was gonna be fun.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys are all boring as hell.
And so I'll go write a song.
Yes, that's way better use of your time. Okay, amazing. All right, as said before, this will happen every song. I'm moving the mic. Sorry for the rustle, everybody.
All right, let's go.
I've got it stuck in my head already. I'm interpreting my own
your own version,
my own spin.
Or it's a remix.
Yeah, no, I really like that one.
Thank you.
It was really nice.
Thank you.
And only one left.
I know.
Yeah, and this awesome. Is See You in Jupiter.
Yeah, this is See You in Jupiter.
Amazing. How treated we have been this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Ah, would you like to head on into this song, or would you... And we can talk about it after.
Yeah, okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing.
You don't know what I do for you. Million miles ain't that far, honey, I'll pull through. Yeah, I'll pull through. Take a piece of me, boy, you can have it. Hope it's not too heavy, can you hold it? You'll pull through. Oh, you'll pull through. When I look at the stars, they fall. Weeks missing you, missing a part of me. We pull through, yeah, we pull through. Check the time, but it's frozen. Though it's scattered, we ain't broken. Feeling restless, I don't dream. I'm waiting for you.
Beautiful song. Wow, that's all three of the... Oh my god. Sorry, I'm out of words. It's very pretty.
You.
I'm very happy to have such a pretty start to my morning.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. So that EP was released September this year.
Mm-hmm.
And amazing. Amazing work. And I can't believe it. You told me that you're already working on the next one.
I am, actually. Yeah, I got back from London on Sunday, and I'd been there for a month writing my second EP.
Honestly, so. That is insane. That is such big business.
Like, it's very exciting.
I'm so excited for you.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. So I'm looking forward to that one, and I'm sure there's nothing you can really say, which...
I can't say too much, but it's so cool. It's so cool.
I'm sure it really is. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm constantly playing it on my phone.
That's the best sign, right? Is when you've got your own song stuck in your head.
Yeah, I think my family is so sick of it. They hear it nonstop.
I'm sure they're very proud.
My little brother's he's had enough. He doesn't want to hear it anymore.
True, siblings. Yeah. Siblings are different, especially little brothers.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't care.
No appreciation for it.
Oh my gosh. And so you also said, for the listeners, if you want to hear any of this beautiful music live...
Yes, I haven't announced this yet, so everyone listening, everyone tuning in is the first to hear this. But I'm actually doing my very first headline show, which is super, super exciting. It's a co-headline show with another R&B artist. Her name is Renee, and it is going to be on the 5th of November in Wellington at Meow.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yes.
That's so exciting. So if you're listening from Wellington or you're in Wellington in the November times, go to Meow and go see Imani J.
Yes, stay tuned. I'll be posting about it very, very soon.
Ah, oh my gosh, amazing. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for
this
having me.
This has been a beautiful morning.
Oh, I know. Such a great start.
Yes. Your voice is magical.
Oh, thank you.
All right. That was Fancy New Band with Imani J. Everyone go and listen. All streaming platforms, I assume?
All streaming platforms. Just a little pitch. If you listen to it on, like, Tidal or Bandcamp, the artists get paid far, far better.
Yes, exactly.
So please remember
support
that.
Support local artists. Choose what you're using.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Also, Tidal is, like, better high fidelity.
Yeah.
It's better fidelity. It's not compressed like some other platforms are.
There we go.
Yeah.
You heard it.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. Well,
thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on.
See ya.
That was a fancy new band.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.